This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nikki plays a podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh. Nikki plays a podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh. Nikki plays a podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello. Welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I'm Nikki Glaser, and this is Monday's episode. It is Sunday night in the Hamptons. I'm still on my girls' trip, which I've talked about on the show before. I took last week off. Thank you so much to every bestie who gave me that time, and no one gave me shit about it, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for letting me have the week off. I hope you enjoyed my special, Good Clean Filth, on HBO Max, and also HBO Max's F-Boy Island. I am joined here in the Hamptons by my best girlfriends. Let me just go around the circle real quick. Noah is here. As you know, she is not in Arizona. What's up, Noah?
Hey!
Yes! We have Carlisle Forrester.
Yay!
Yes. Hi. Miss Sarah Lena.
Yay!
We have Laura, who is also known as Hey. We have Kirsten, who you've heard on the podcast before.
Hi.
Catherine.
Hi.
Taylor.
Hi.
And Anya Marina.
I'm really excited to be here today.
Anya Marina as Louise from F-Boy Island. So just want to give a shout out to a couple girls who couldn't make it. Shout out to Robin, Lauren, my sister, and the girl we miss more than anyone here today, Andrew Collins. He couldn't be here for the podcast. He allowed us to have this one on our own, so I appreciate it. And he will be back tomorrow on the show, just as usual. So I hope you guys enjoy this departure from, you know, the regular.
It's not a departure.
Program. What do you mean? It's not a departure?
It's not over.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Hala is referencing something. Hala's doing a ham trip before the show even begins. A callback to something that just happened outside. I was posting on my Instagram story a picture that I took of
my labia.
Your labia. To Hala, because we're not going to get into it because Hala didn't want to get into
it's okay.
it. But you're right. We all end up sharing our vaginas with each other on these trips.
Sharing.
Sharing them.
Sharing. I don't know.
Sharing.
Take it back a notch.
Yeah,
family style.
Show and tell. And I was posting about it on my Instagram, and then I read the caption to make sure everyone was cool with it. And Kirsten, who is not even in the picture, it's Anya and Hala, who are the ones that are like, Anya's the one that's actually exposing herself, but it's from behind, so you couldn't see it. And then Hala's just looking at it like, those aren't even bad, Anya! And I wrote the caption like, every girl's trip ends with us comparing our labia to each other and realizing we're all normal. And Kirsten pipes up with like, it's not over. It's not the end.
Nikki, don't post that. It's not over.
And I'm like, that's your...
Yeah, it's not ending.
Sharing the Hala's labia.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with trips or any vacation in general, I feel like, is that...
They have to end.
They have to end. I mean, isn't that just a metaphor for life? But, like, it is... So the end is tomorrow of this trip. We started out on Friday. And I like that usually on trips that are really fun, I feel like I start focusing on the end. Maybe the first night, like I start thinking like, oh, this is our fourth to last night here. Even though it could be also, you know, you could say the first night. But this one I haven't thought about leaving tomorrow yet, which I think is a good sign of just being present and not really thinking about the future and worrying about what you have to do, even though there's so much piling up. And I think we're all just getting like kind of little injections of like the normal, like our real life that we've been escaping here. Each of us will like slink off to like address our issues at home and then come back to the group. But mostly it's just been hanging out with nine girls and Billy the dog in an amazing house in the Hamptons that Zeralina has so generously just like her vagina shared with us.
Anytime. It's the
most beautiful house. I'm not going to go into it, but it's just
gorgeous.
It's insane what we're staying in and how beautiful it is and how perfectly decorated it is and how she has just like given over the space for us be ourselves. And she's hired private chefs each night to a private chef named Charlotte.
Very attractive.
Shout out, Charlotte.
I miss you.
Charlotte. The house feels so empty tonight without Charlotte here.
So for those of you who don't know who Charlotte is, who is everyone, I just want to remind my friends that no one's been on this trip with us. So the inside jokes aren't going to track unless we kind of explain them. Thanks. I'm glad Andrew isn't missing in spirit.
Andrew,
we need to give context. So, who wants to? So, Zeralina, you decided to treat us instead of like worrying about like.
Yeah, I wanted to be a part of the hang. I didn't want to cook. We all have to eat, so I didn't want to cook, and I wanted to be a part of the hang. So I thought that'd be fun to have a private chef, and then she cooks and cleans and brings her team. Well, I didn't know it was a she, but
yes,
she.
I think she identifies as a she, but I wasn't sure.
I was just calling
her Charlotte.
Yeah, I think so, Charlotte. But she has. She's handsome.
She's hot. We all are so attracted to Charlotte. We all can't handle it.
Charlotte walked into the house. We all started acting differently.
Does she like me?
We wanted her to like us.
We all got nervous because she was, as soon as she comes into the house at 6:30 and dinner happens or like she arrived at 6 or whatever it is, she's in the kitchen taking over and bringing all of her stuff in. She's an amazing chef. And then she has two people join her to then like serve and set the table and clean up and everything. But she's doing all the food work is what I like. The help, we're named the sous chef.
They just would come and like, Yeah,
set the table.
Set the table, mm-hmm. make stir. It look nice on the
yeah,
plate.
Like clear our shit out of the way, which is our shit, not Sarah Lena's. Like her place is littered with our stuff and her place is immaculate otherwise.
It was insane.
But she, while she was in the kitchen and like we're out on the, you know, by the pool, hanging out, listening to music, doing the Cupid shuffle, like the Macarena, we would want to get like a seltzer from the fridge. And it like, I think once or twice, a couple of us came back being like, I wasn't able to obtain what I needed. Because Charlotte's energy was like so strong and I got nervous of like, I was flirting with her by looking for a seltzer in her space. Like, it was like, I would have to like, it was almost like I was going to my locker that was next to a boy's I liked in high school.
I never knew I wanted to be vegan until I met Charlotte, you know?
Yes. So we all had a crush on Charlotte.
Charlotte B.
Yes. Against our will.
She had a powerful energy.
I went to throw something away in Sarah Lena's bathroom because I was too nervous to throw it away in the kitchen. It was just like two contact lens cases and a hairball from my brush that I pulled out. And I was like, walked by, I was like, hi, and like tucked it in my palm and went across the house.
And we each kept saying like, we would each like kind of share an interaction we had with Charlotte. And each of us would go like, oh, so you talked to Charlotte? Like, so she looked you in the eye? What was
she
that
told
like?
Me the waves were big today because of storms that were near. So
and I was like,
so
Kristen,
you know.
Wait, what was that story about? And you were like, I don't know, I just talked to her. And we were like, oh, that was just a straight up. You were just like,
she took her earbud out for me because I walked in.
Yes. So we've had delicious meals.
She was teaching us life lessons too. Like she, I had a 12 pack of seltzer that I was trying to put in the fridge with Catherine. And she just looked at us and goes, or you could let me do that for you now.
Oh.
Practice the art of receiving. And we were just like,
lean back and
it feels good to let go of tasks.
Beyond just the eggplant she made.
Everything was sexual.
It was really good.
At least for me.
Yeah. Well, and we're sexualizing. She was not at all.
She was not at all.
No.
She just did her
job. She does not deserve this kind of review. No. It honestly is like borderline offensive. We just couldn't help ourselves. I think we were, she was just like taking over and like providing for us. And we were all just like kind of there for it. And then I think I made one last like ditch, what do they call it? Like Hail Mary attempt at like getting her to like us when she was leaving. I was just like, we all seek and we all have been, what did I say?
We've all been seeking your approval and validation.
And love this entire time. Yeah. And she goes, you got it, ladies. And then she was like, and then the door slammed. Yeah. And we were like, oh, God.
No, she said something like, you didn't have to try. You had it already.
Yeah, I did have to try. You had it already. Slam door.
It was another life lesson.
Yeah.
But yet, like, when she was like, let me help you unpack those seltzers, Anya and I were like, sure thing. We were like furiously still putting them in the fridge. And we were like, we'll do it the second after these boxes are broken down. And she was like, I'll do that too. We just, okay, done.
So that was a highlight of the trip. Today, another highlight of the trip was also consuming F-Boy Island.
Great.
I mean, you can now stream episodes 1 through 6 on HBO Max. And I hope that you do. And I hope that you don't feel like if you haven't, you can't listen to this part of the show. Or you may have, like, it's too late for you, because I swear to God, you will down those 6 so quickly, it won't be hard to get through if you want to check it out. It is so entertaining. We have loved the show. Kirsten and Anya have been doing impressions of two of the main characters on the show, Tamaris and Louise, and I'd love for them to do a little bit of it right now.
I mean, Mercedes is just so cute. He has like the cutest smile, but everyone says he's a fuckboy.
That was Louise, and
then you got Tamaris, who says, I'm from the Bronx, but don't you try to trick me, because I'm gonna find out, okay? And I know if you're a fuckboy, okay? Also, all I can think about is that Tom's abs on that date were fucking hot.
If you're watching the show, you know how freaking accurate that is. You can just drop in.
You have to watch
Louise,
it to know.
Throughout this show, if you want. So let's talk a little bit about F-Boy Island, because I think that we promised a segment last week, because we took the shows off last week as I was in New York doing press and stuff like that. And I didn't get to talk about the first 3 episodes. And I know that the besties probably consumed it to not only support me, but also because you like good things. And F-Boy Island is so freaking good. And really, like, I did not realize how good it was, because I said this in an Instagram post I made, but when I was making the show, I only hear about what happens in, you know, in reality TV world, we call it reality. Like the stuff that they shoot in the house with the people as the, like when I'm, they're not with the host, is called the reality. So in the reality world, I did not know any of the reality stuff. I only knew what I saw. And then producers would sometimes tell me. And then of course, my conversations with the girls that you often see on the show, that's where I would get some information. But I had no clue how insane everything was. So I feel like I'm watching it for the first time too. For you guys as fans of Epoy Island now, what are some highlights for you? What do you want to discuss about the show? Anything come to mind? Who do you think Peter is still an F-boy? Peter, the returns from the show are Peter, Casey, and Garrett has come back too, and just for no reason, really. I mean,
I think he's just good F-boy, TV. Guys.
Yeah. Peter and Casey are in the competition.
They are in
Garrett
the competition.
Is
and for those of you who don't know and are like, I don't care about this, Peter was an F-boy last season. He was kicked off first, but I was so sad because the reason he got kicked off... Yeah, the reason he got kicked off was because CJ did not like their interaction. So CJ was like talking to him at a mixer.
Oh, right.
Peter?
And to Peter.
Oh.
And they were trying to talk about like what they had in common. And she was like, you know, I like to sleep. And he was like, I like to sleep too. We should sleep together sometime. And, which I think was hilarious.
Yeah.
But she
yeah,
did not care for
I remember
it.
This.
And she yeah, kicked him off. Right. And we were so sad to
so
see him go.
Oh,
and I was sure he was a nice guy.
Yes.
We were all shocked, remember?
Yes. Yeah. And then he was an F-boy, so he went to Limbro. And that's where he kind of flourished. And the funniest
therapy.
Thing is...
Yeah, he got your therapy Lord, lessons. He was like, and I got my really therapy lessons from Nikki.
Well, if you watch the show... People are calling him out for not being reformed. And he goes, no, I sat down and I got my therapy from Nikki and those sessions really changed my life. And it's so funny for me to watch that scene because when we were shooting the show, I remember Mia, who is the one that is entertaining Peter as a possible, like, I mean, Peter's still in the running for Mia. Mia said to me, I remember, you know, when we were just hanging out before a shot or whatever, she was like, hey, whatever you did with me, whatever you did with Peter, thank you so much. And I was just like, kind of like, what? Like, what do you mean? Oh, like, kind God. Of, and I was like, kind of like, oh. And she goes, no, he said it like really helped him. And I was just like, wait, what? Because to be honest with
you,
what I did with,
was it?
Well, here's the thing, because I would sit down with these guys in these Limbro therapy sessions. And
which, by the way, you looked so hot in those.
So
yeah,
hot.
Glasses. The
Limbro.
That was
yes.
a good
season
look.
One.
That
yeah,
a lot of
I was like in love
fans.
During that time. So I was like ovulating as I was doing it. But this season I do therapy, but I don't think those episodes, they haven't aired yet. I think it'll probably be in the last batch. But when I was doing therapy with them, we were talking about it this morning, actually, a little bit. Men are so starved to talk about their feelings that even a sketch about therapy got them to a place where they had never shared
wow.
anything. So Peter wasn't
wow.
lying when he said he had a breakthrough with me.
Right.
It was just a 5-minute
no one
comedy
talks
sketch.
To him that way.
But no one asked these guys how they
yeah.
feel, why they might be F-boys, what led them to, what woman hurt them before. Like, you know, maybe the sketch started with me going like, Peter, who hurt you? But like, I actually do care who hurt him, so I think there was something in these guys that felt comfortable for them to, like, kind of open up. I remember when we were shooting this year's therapy sessions, one of the producers, my friend told me one of the producers off camera was like, what, is this even comedy? What is, because it was supposed to be a comedy sketch, but I was, like, actually getting into something.
Yeah.
100% not, like, I shouldn't be doing it because I don't have a license.
Right.
But I was really
yeah,
like making
know.
Breakthroughs with Garrett. And I remember my friend telling me that a producer was like, what is this? Like, this can't even, they can't even use this. It's not funny at all because I'm wearing glasses. I'm wearing like this, you know, houndstooth jacket in the dead of like the Cabo summer.
Oh,
and, and it's supposed to be a comedy sketch, but I remember being like, God, if I just had a couple more minutes, this guy might stumble upon something that could lead him somewhere else. But it was so, but it's so funny to me to watch Peter go like, no, like Nikki really worked with me like last season. Like I thought for a second that he was lying or like just doing that to like, that means he's an F-boy this season. He's lying. Like, but no, he really thinks we made, I don't know what he thinks we did, but it was just a girl asking him about his feelings who he didn't want to fuck, I guess.
Yeah.
And that like never happens.
We got to go to break. We're going to come back with more show after this, talk more about a trip we went on today. We'll talk more about F-Boy Island. And who knows what else will happen right after this.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. I am here with my best friends and Kirsten. And no, sorry, I just picked a name. And Kirsten's like, what?
I was like, I was sleeping. What are we doing?
Welcome back to the podcast. We are in the Hamptons and we're talking F-Boy Island. We went out on a boat today, which we didn't even know that we needed because, like, we are just happy just in this amazing house that you would honestly, I gotta say, if you were looking this house up on Airbnb to rent per night, I gotta say at least
$20,000 a night. I'm not kidding you. I'm not like this. I mean,
steam shower, sauna, pool.
We did a lot of research.
Steam shower, sauna, pool.
Forgot about that.
Yes.
Yeah, like, steaming tonight.
It's really, we lucked out by having a very generous friend who's
sweet. I'm happy you guys are here.
Pussy lips
it's
with us.
The literal it's the best.
And pussy that friend lips. Also happens to have a baby that I absolutely fell in love with this week in such a profound way. I put it on my Instagram story. Her baby, Sarah Lena's baby, you're 3 months out.
3 months out.
Of having a baby.
Yeah.
What is the biggest surprise about being like, what's something that nothing prepared you for? Like, none of the books or the podcasts, or is there anything you would tell new moms out there?
What I would tell them, like advice?
Or future moms of like, just so you know, this is coming.
Just so you know, you're gonna love, somebody told me this before too, but I'm like, yeah, but how? You just love this person you've never met. Like, I've never loved anyone after 3 months. I mean, yes, there was a couple guys that I'm like, I love them. But I love this child more than it's very, very weird. And I do not know him. He doesn't do much. I mean, I know him, but he doesn't. He doesn't do much.
He's never talked to
me. He's never given me any. And maybe that's why I love him. That's
he showed up.
No, he's funny. Just this thing comes out of your vagina. And usually you love them when they go in, but I just love him so much. It's crazy. I would do anything for him.
For
it's
this
crazy.
Weekend, I mean, you haven't even been like, I miss him. I know it was hard to maybe leave him. I mean, Anya said she cried when she was leaving her dog. Yeah.
I've been saying that about my dog, and I've heard you say that about Leah.
No, I haven't. I will say, and then I'm like, oh, am I bad at this? No. But I feel so good.
Yeah.
I had a hard pregnancy. I was on a bed rest. I was alone a lot. Like, if there's kind of a loneliness about... even when you're up in the middle of the night, you're sort of by yourself looking at the outside the window thinking, who else is up at this hour? And there's something lonely about it at times, even though it's so beautiful and you fall in love with this being, but who doesn't talk to you. But I think just being here and being with you, girl, I feel like there's like a tornness in me. Like, a part of me is a mom now, and then there's this old me, and I got a little sense of like, oh, Sarah Lena with her friends again, seeing you guys connect. I was just like falling in love with just the thought of like, Leon's loving my friends, and it felt so good. So it feels like this new, like,
I thought I would
addition.
Lose my friends when they became moms, but you were the first friend I felt like, and Catherine is a mom as well, and she's my best friend since college. And when you had babies, like, we were already living states apart, so it wasn't like a friendship change.
Right.
It was like, there was no discernible change to me of our friendship, because we were always like, we see each other 3 times a year at best, but we like, it's the type of friendship that you know, I always say that Catherine, I knew we were best friends because we met in college and we walked like 2 blocks after we left a party together, because we both looked at each other at the party like, let's get the fuck out. It was at like Kappa Sig.
I think so. Kappa Sig.
And Kappa 2 blocks after, and I just stopped. And I remember being nervous to tell her this, but I was like, I feel like our kids are going to know each other. And like, that is, obviously I don't have kids, but that was just me being like, I just feel like I'm just going to know you my whole life. And it's felt that way. But I really felt like, I felt like I've lost my sister a little bit to motherhood, which is fine. Like, you expect it. But I feel like for the first time ever with a friend having a kid, you made me feel the other day like, oh, I actually, my friend is more available because she's slowed her life down to become a mother in a way, because you have not slowed her life down. I mean, your life is fucking like consumed by a baby. So you're like able, I'm like, I gotta move back to New York because I have a friend that's like, can hang all the time, which you were always able to hang.
Always down to hang, but in a different way. Like, I'm busy in another way. I'm just busy taking care of this baby who gets to hang with us. He's a good hang.
Oh my God.
With us. We loved it. We watched that Worst Person of America.
We watched the worst person in the world.
Not America. I wish it was America, so I have to read the subtitles. Worst Person in the World. That was so good. He just hung with us. He was just a little dude. It was so fun.
We watched the Worst Person in the World, which if you haven't seen that yet, and we're going to watch it tonight for those of my friends here who haven't seen it, because I've watched it so many times. It's like it's the only movie I've ever felt is like a song that I just want to hear over and over and over. And I can't stop because it just summons these deep feelings and like, it's just great. But we were watching it
with Leon, and Leon, we had, you know, we gave him a bath. He fed. He was like, it was almost, it was getting dark, and we were like, it's time for bed. Like, he was getting kind of sleepy, kind of like doing his sleepy. How do you know when he's ready for bed?
Just like, he does this thing.
He like
he gets sexy.
he gets sexy.
No, he just did a little like a little mini grunt. Like he's time to like and fidgeting. I'm doing it, but I'm not supposed to explain it because it's a podcast. So
no, yeah. It's okay. You know, a lot of people watch it on YouTube, as you can. If you want to see all my friends right now, you can check this out on YouTube in a couple days. If you're listening live as it airs, but we were sitting there, and then all of a sudden he started crying, and we realized that all of his needs were met. He didn't have a dirty diaper.
No.
He was not, he was full. He just wanted to hang out.
He didn't want to be in the room on his own. He just wanted to hang.
But does anyone relate to that? Because I remember one of my favorite, I love sleeping during the day because I know that things are safe because people are awake, keeping the world, like, crime doesn't happen during the day. Like, no one can get me during the day because no one's going to, like, not that I fear anyone getting me, but my parents, when they used to stay up and party all night, it used to be so soothing to me to go to bed and hear activity happening outside instead of like a quiet house. And sometimes I would hear like the clock go like, tick, tick, tick. And I thought it was like a man with an axe going down our fence going, tick, tick. Went down and like attracted him. That was my dumb Jungle Book clock that was like, yes!
I remember that. Yes.
Before the birds of body. But there is something so soothing. Last night we stayed up till 3 o'clock. It dwindled down. People would just like, we were watching F Boy Island, and Kirsten just got less and less doing Tamara's impressions.
No, she's so annoying. If I am Tamara, you were so annoying. Like, I was just trying to sleep. No, but like, I made it through the second one we were watching, and then I shut down. And then last thing I heard was, Kirsten's on airplane mode. And I was like, I am done. I am done with you. But the reason I love you, ladies, is because, like,
I was really proud of that analogy because you were on airplane mode because you were
there.
Yeah.
Conscious.
No information. You were on. Your eyes were open, but no information was coming in.
No jokes. No impressions. And normally I'm the one who's, like, being quite sassy and being silly, but I was just like,
and your eyes were going.
I heard bags of popcorn opening. I was like, how are they still going? You guys were just like, I think someone opened for the microwave. Or like,
yes.
Someone was whisking eggs. Well,
we went to bed at.
She was making an omelet.
I remember looking, we were like up talking about like money issues or something. It ended up being just like Carlisle, me, Sarah Lena, and Noah.
Oh, yeah,
and it was us four.
We were asleep.
Everyone else had peeled off quietly. And then I remember looking at the clock and I was like, it's a 2:49. And I was like, guys, we got to go to bed. Holla's going to be up doing Pilates in an hour. Because Holla wakes up at the crack of dawn.
No, seriously. I think I must have heard you guys. I think my childhood was spent like laying in a bed, listening to your dad, like blackbird singing in the dead of night, like, falling asleep to that. And so I think it got quiet and I was like, okay, time for me to get up. Like, I heard you guys go to bed. I woke up.
Yes. It dawned on me that I'm going to set you each up for a story to tell that I know that you have, which I think is a good way to run the rest of this episode that just occurred to me. Because Blackbird singing in the dead of night reminds me of a great story that Sarah Lena told the other day. Because we have two guitars here. We're like fiddling around with them. And Sarah Lena is so good at one song. And the story behind it is very interesting. Why, Sarah Lena, can you play Blackbird, which is a very technically
super difficult song? I can't play it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Why can you play that song so well?
That's so fun. For a boy, why do we do anything? No, I was 13 and there's this guy and I had such a crush and I was such a dork. And this guy was like, I like the Beatles. I was like, oh, that's cool. He's like, yeah, there's this really hard song, the Blackbird, that I'm trying to learn on the guitar. And I was like, that's cool. So then I just went home and I worked my ass off. I've never worked so hard at anything in my entire life at 13. And I'm like, I'm learning this song. My dad would come in and I'm like, Dad, leave me alone. I'm learning. Leave me alone. I focused so hard on this song and I learned it really fast.
Yeah,
I just listened to it.
Yeah,
because
you didn't have
internet. No, I'm not a genius in music at all. I'm quite bad at it. I listened to it. I would play with the chords. I knew a few chords,
right? So you like,
but there was a pattern.
But it's also,
they didn't have internet at the time.
That's insane.
Well, they had internet, but it was like dial up, like, that. Like, nobody was getting on there for, you know, ultimate guitar, tab, chord.
Yeah. It wasn't YouTube.
No. But my dad knew how to play it. I asked him to do it once, and that was, God, like, our connection, and he taught me a little, but then I just, like...
Then you're like, get out!
Remembered some of the chords, and it was a lot by ear, shockingly. And I'm not like, oh, that's so cool. I'm not good at anything. Never been able to pick up and hear and do anything again. But for a boy, in this one, I would do anything.
Is that relatable?
Isn't it crazy?
So what happened when you were able to... Like,
yeah, okay, so I acted like no big deal. I was like, oh, are you still learning that song? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, can I see your guitar? And then I just busted it out. The best ever. Like, up and down the thing. I even did the end. And you do this like slide thing at the end. I don't know. He was like, whoa, so impressed. And I was like, this is it. He's going to be my first boyfriend.
Yeah, what happened next?
Nothing. He just was like... 13.
And you thought he was going to be your first kiss, first everything.
We were going to be together forever.
He was going
to
walk up to you and just kiss you because it was so amazing.
Yeah, I thought he was going to like, give me that guitar. Like,
I was looking at you.
No, I thought it was going to be something amazing, but it just, nothing ended up coming of it. He was like, whoa, that's cool, man. And then I just friend zoned myself,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
And then he would want to play other things. And isn't it interesting? That was it. I was tired of other songs.
Boys want to be like, you were talented in this thing that he's trying to do, which might be the biggest boner killer ever for a guy. Yeah. Like,
that's right.
You know, that's probably you with comedy. Do you feel like that with comedy?
Like, yeah, I mean, I feel like that with women all the time is that we think the way to connect with guys is to show how good we are at something when really, like, they want to be the ones that are good showing us. And then there's the other side of things where girls, like, Rachel Feinstein has this great video where she just acts like she, like, can't. What is it? She can't, like, it's something so dumb where she can't, like, undo a buckle on her belt or like, on her purse or something. She's like, can you help me? And she just goes up to guys in the street and is the dumbest girl ever. Like, it's the easiest thing to do. Like, it's like unhooking a carabiner from something. And she's like, I just can't figure it out. My tits are confused. They fucking love it. So, and I'm not saying that if guys are listening being like, I'm not a dumb guy that can just be tricked by a dumb, I don't want a dumb woman. It's like, you can't help what you like, and men do like to be the, you know, masculine energy wants to lead and wants to like provide and go hunt. And someone just told me, this was fascinating, that the reason men aren't overthinking things like women, is it you that told me it, Noah?
I don't know.
No, this is so weird. I forget who told me it. The reason men are constant, like are able to just kind of like sit and fish all day and just like not really say much and just be like, yeah, it's hot out, and just like that's their day, is because they used to go like hunt and have to sit for hours and hours, like when we're in tribes, and women were back like gathering things and like knitting around the fire,
and they had to talk because they had to keep away, and they had to keep away predators. They were like in the woods gathering.
Whereas men had to be quiet, so they had to learn a stillness of the mind that women don't have, whereas we're like always analyzing everything. There was some other connection to why women talk so fucking much. But podcasting started in
the caveman era.
400 BC. No, yeah, like on cave walls, there was like
mansplaining
little squares of you know, podcast logos.
Are there some hosts still like doing it now? Like still like in the game?
Yeah, one of the longest running podcasters, women podcasters.
He's like, so the real paleo diet is.
It's true. There it is. Okay, so I was gonna ask you, Hala, to tell the story earlier because it kind of came up. We were talking about being molested as women, God. Like by like no, like as women in public.
Oh, I get black for your molest story.
Yeah, like you know, men like, touching us on the butt, things like that. And you were like, you said a reference to it, and I was like, oh my God, I want you to tell the story, but it's more funny than it is. Like you weren't.
I don't know where we're going.
Well, you went to a gas station one time to get some soda.
Oh God, yeah. Okay, this is the best. Kirsten was nervous. Okay,
where are we going?
So I was in college. It was so freaking hot out. Do you know this story? Asked my roommates. I was like, I'm so hot. I have to go to the gas station and get sodas. Do you guys want sodas? Yes. So I'm getting giant, like, anyway, huge sodas from the gas station.
Big gulps.
Big gulps. Yeah.
Some big gulps.
So I'm on. It's at KU. I'm on Mass Street, which is like the busiest street in the whole town. And I was driving there, and I was like, oh, God, I feel like a woman, you know, when you're in your 20s, like 40 feels so far away. I was like, I feel like a 40-year-old woman who's like driving and trying to revive her sex life, because I just, when I left, I took a sarong and just tied it around myself, just wrapped it and tied it. Didn't want anything touching my body because it was so hot. So I had no underwear, no bra, nothing, just this piece of cloth. And I drove
every day.
Every day. And I drove to the gas station and got these giant sodas, go to pay, and then I'm holding three Cokes. I back up against the door and I turn and a gust of wind blows. And I love your face. I'm going to just tell this to you because this is so satisfying. I turn and this gust of wind blows. Any sane person would drop the sodas and go like this. But I just, the thing went up behind me like a cape and I was just running, holding these sodas like, oh my God.
Her breasts and her whole body.
Everything.
She was completely nude and there were guys in a pickup truck, right?
So yes. So I'm holding the sodas. I could have just dropped them and like covered myself, but I was like, oh my God. Like it felt like slow-mo. I was like proud of myself. Like what is even going on? And I look up and there's a man sitting in his pickup and he's just like, and I just got in my car and I like, I had the sodas.
Wait,
I was
the sarong blow away?
No, but it was just tied around my neck and it was like blowing behind. Like it was a literal cape. And I was running down Mass Street to my car like with a cape. Like I looked like naked Christopher Reeves before the accident.
Superman.
Yeah, Superman. And anyway, yes, that was amazing. And I got into my car and like, instead of crumpling, I was just dying. I was laughing so hard, like crying, laughing. And I got home, I was like, you guys are not going to believe what just happened to me.
It was okay. So awesome.
Yes, we do, because we have small pictures.
Wait.
Of paper.
Yeah.
So you're arrested. Taylor McGraw is here. You guys, she might be one of our most insane episodes ever. She's my favorite. Got arrested for hopping train. And
real scam.
Well, you told us, and it's we got to go to break soon. I want to get into maybe perhaps. Let's just talk about real quick. I'll get into the story that I want you to tell, Taylor, but I don't think we have time. What did I want to say? Does anyone else have an embarrassing story where, like, any body parts were exposed or, like, has happened like that? Because I think that there have been times, though, that I remember I'll be, like, carrying a latte that I just got or something that's important to me because I'm like, oh, refresh it. Like, you, on that day,
those
you really wanted those
so
sodas.
Fucking hot.
They were more important than your nudity. But if you would have thought about it, you would have dropped the sodas. But it's just like in that moment, I've been, like, on an escalator and, like, almost tripped. And, like, all I would need to do is, like, drop my latte and then grab the rail. But I've risked, like, tumbling down, like, two flights of, like, Grand Central Station.
It's like Darwin theory. Like, it would be so easy to solve this problem, but I made it harder
but
for myself.
But just can't handle it.
No.
Yes. It can't. Someone just recently, because I think I'm trying to train my brain to do, like, what I would do if someone, like, entered a, like, if there was a shooting that took place in a, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm just laughing because I'm bringing up something dark, and I know that I always do. But I've been trying to train my brain for, like, I would want to lunge at the person as opposed to run away or just, like, cower in fear and, like, die from, like, just being, like, I just think it's obviously so sad, but, like, it's funny to me that if there was a guy with a gun and I was, like, scared, I would cover my head with my hands. Like, that would do anything. It was kind of like when my phone was stolen. I just go, come on.
Yeah.
Like, that was ever going to do anything. Like, little things we
I like that, though. That's, like, a cute reaction.
It is. It's sweet. Yeah.
But I do love the idea of a guy just being like, she's right. I do need to come on.
Yeah.
But I
could do better. I could do better.
Here you go.
Yeah, I should come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And he just, like, stops and is like, here you go, ma'am. But I was, a bestie wrote me about, because I was talking about this shooting thing, and, like, I want to train my brain in that, how, like, that is something that they go through repeatedly to, like, make it so, or like SEALs or like Navy SEALs or whoever goes through training to, like, rewire the thing in your brain that makes you want to run when the thing that is not going to help you in that
situation. How are you training for this? What are you doing?
Well, I run it through my head a bunch. Like, I, like, sometimes we'll just be in a place and I'll be like, if someone were to come in here right now, let me just, like, visualize what that would look like. Let me picture myself going towards them instead of away. Just because, not because I'm trying to be a hero, but because I just know I'm gonna die anyway, probably. Sure. If it's like it, and this is, we actually, Emil and I were hanging out last week and we ran. He was like, but what if someone came down the street like right now? I'm like, I wouldn't run towards them if we're outside. Like, I would run away.
Yeah.
But like, if it's like in a nail salon or something, yeah. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I would try to charge, but who knows?
It's like punching a shark in the nose.
Or like, or hitting a deer. You gotta like, not break.
Oh, wait, really? Wait,
yeah.
What?
Really? Yeah,
what?
You gotta go yeah. through it.
People die all the time because they try to swerve and not hit the deer.
Yeah. Or break.
You should just hit it because...
Wait, you're not supposed to break?
Well.
Yeah. Break and just continue.
You, no, you, know, you slow down, but you go ahead and you like... Hit it.
But there's certain swerve out of the way and risk. You try to hit it. You try to swerve into it.
You go into the woods.
You follow that. You follow that deer.
Go get that deer.
Go off the road.
Wait, where? Someone I know just totaled their car because of a deer.
Yeah.
No,
because they swerved away.
Totaled means though, like whenever I think of totaled, I always think of like the car's like crushed up. Totaled. Like a Ford Focus can get totaled because there's like a paper grocery cart.
The rear view mirror gets knocked off. It's like
because
totaled.
It depreciates.
Yeah. So what kind of car was it?
I don't know. My dad was in an SUV and he hit a deer and the whole front just like lunged.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he okay?
That's a sexy.
Yeah, the deer.
Though. The deer was fine. My dad, he died.
No!
How was the deer?
What story did you want Taylor to tell?
Well, we'll find out when we get back.
Okay.
After this.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes gold-class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in the zone. The inside is not great.
No problem. The Quick Interior Detailer in the bundle can help with that too. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
So I'm just setting my friends up for stories that I know that they can tell. And Taylor McGraw is back by popular demand. People have been dying for her to come back to the podcast. Yeah. It's true, Taylor. I know that this you're not used to this, but you are infinitely interesting.
She's writhing in the corner.
During the break just now, Taylor was like, you gotta let me know which story. And I told her which one. She was like, actually, you just have to surprise me. It's too much. Because sometimes preparation does. It's like, it's too much. So I'm gonna remember when we used to do a really creepy thing in high school. I think it went into it was high school because that's when we were hanging out
the most.
So in high school, we used to like, what was it called at night when we would go and creep in people's backyards and stare
spying.
Spying. Yeah, we would go out.
I went
spying.
On a mission.
I love spying.
Once with
okay,
you.
Okay, you guys both. Yeah,
we went a few times. It was like a neighborhood walk, but like backyard.
We would go to people's houses. We would look in the buzz book, which is where. So the
where our students like we could find where directory. Students lived and you can look names up
they
and
have
we
their phone number
walk
address,
by their house
parents
can names. I remind you guys we're on a podcast yeah, so let's not over talk too much but it doesn't have to be perfect but the buzz book but seriously it's do better no the buzz book was always yeah it's like the phone book for your high school or your high school middle school whatever and we would take the buzz book and we would look at and then my mom also had like another book of like the maps of maps of St. Louis because that she was always going to yard sales. Yeah. So we would look up the we would look up in the glossary. We would look up like a boy we liked and be like, where does he live?
And then we would K1.
K1. Yes, we go find it. Coordinate.
Yeah, everyone had a map book in their car. Like in the 90s.
Yes, that was how you got around.
Yeah,
and so we would go in people's backyards and like. Watch them through the windows, like rear windows.
I would enter their houses. I just didn't bring you guys.
Wait, you would enter their houses?
Oh my God!
Whose house did you find the coolest thing?
Allegedly,
Saying gibberish.
Yeah.
Wait, can you whisper it in my ear?
No,
I won't say that.
I just heard it. Did you hear?
Yeah,
you guys. Yeah.
Wait.
If you were listening, she said it before.
Did the game of okay.
Because if their door was open, I wouldn't like molest them. I would just go and look in the door.
What was your plan?
I'm an investigator.
If you got, you are an investigator. Your Enneagram type is number 5. It's the investigator, right?
Proud of it.
What would you do if you got caught? That's always what I would run through my head when I didn't.
What I did when you're like, you have to tell a story. I'd go like, and like,
just slink out like,
yeah,
up
you
and down.
Yeah, I was already see that.
So weird. Nobody would notice.
I remember one time we had to go to the bathroom so bad on one of our spies that we like snuck into a church to steal toilet paper because we had to like shit.
Yeah,
I think.
Both were shitting.
Yeah.
One of us had a shit, and the other one was like, I will do it with
guys,
you.
Guys, I want to
like,
remind you, this is late high school. Like, this is...
We were, like, 17.
We were not cool.
We were 17. People would think you were, like...
It was not cool.
So
but it was fun because I remember
but we didn't.
There was something really cool about watching someone you went to high school with, like, walking around, like, with their parents, like, in their house. That was very... It was, like... I don't want to say, but like I was into reality TV. Like,
yeah.
And now everyone is doing it.
Yeah. Like Instagram.
It's Rear Window.
Yes, yeah. It is totally Rear Window. So I wanted to ask you. You wrote a short story that I would love to link to on our Instagram for the podcast. But in that short story, you talked about all the jobs you had in New Orleans when you lived there for like 1 year. How long were you there?
1.5 year.
It's insane how many jobs there were, and the story is so great. But there was what you were a nanny at for a time.
I was a what's it called when you help a kid in
like
school?
Like a tutor.
A tutor.
Did anyone tutor or nanny in their 20s not hungover? Like I really reading your story being hungover around
this
children is so relatable
so
to
relatable,
me. Smelling like cigarettes, being hungover, like just like looking at them like harsh sunlight. Yes. So your I haven't heard you tell it to me without I just read it in your story. It was so visceral to me, but I want to hear how this job came along and how did you end up
being around this child would, on the worst day of your life, hungover-wise?
The interviews were just not really interviews. It was over the phone. But I used to be a substitute teacher, so they were like, you're hired. Okay. They didn't ask me, do I know anything?
So. Do you find it is a huge gap in, like, I found that when I was like, oh my God, they don't know anything about me. Thank God I'm a good person and not ever wanting to go harm a kid. But I just saw that, like, there's no background check. There was nothing for me to babysit children. And I'm always like, thank God I wasn't a bad person, but it seems like I could have gotten away, like, there's nothing set in stone to keep, I don't know if it's changed since then, but, like, in my 20s, I was like, I could be terrible, and they wouldn't know.
No,
so, you got this job.
Yeah, I had to, like, bike, I feel like it was, like, 10, 15 miles or something, I had to bike, and it was so fucking hot, and at the time, I dressed weird, like I do. I remember I had two different colored shoes on. They were like Converse, but I had two different colored shoes on. I had like white shirt, black bra. Like my hair was so short, and I bleached it. It would break off, snap off, because it was like so bleached. I just looked disgusting.
So
sweaty, like wet t-shirt contest because of a white t-shirt. Holes, and then just be like, oh. And then, these kids didn't know stuff. And I didn't know either. And they would be like, I remember one time they're like, what is a pronoun? And I thought it was like a pronoun. It's like proper, so it has like a capital letter. And so I told him it was like, be like, your mom's a pronoun. And like, write her name. And like, flashcard. And that might have been the one I wrote about, might have been the hunger worst day of my life. But I remember just laying on the ground, like not being able to open my eyes. Like,
oh my God.
Like drawing the curtains and be like, no, child.
Didn't you tell him to fetch you some water?
Get me some water. And next door was owned by a private chef. And he went in and he was like, Miss T, there's nothing like in here to put water. And I was like, get it.
Where were his parents?
They would drop him off, and I never saw the parents.
That is so weird.
He brought like a Tupperware. It was like this flat. It was like the size. You could only fit a hamburger in it. And it was like spinning.
Dog.
And one time I went in there and I was like, I need a hair of the dog, and I like drank a sip of a bottle of some like cooking wine or something.
I mean, I just loved that because I just relate so much. There is nothing more when I see a drunk person that's like stumbling or just being like, I'm not ready to go. All I can think about is tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do they have to do where they're going to feel like hell? So like anyone out there listening who has been hungover at something, like I've thought of you, I have like hurt for you, and I do hurt for you. Like, does this bring up any memories of like being hungover in situations when you couldn't be?
My high school job was I worked at a drive-thru at a famous chicken tender place, real famous, and I went to a rave the night before, so this is like more than alcohol, and I had no business serving anybody chicken tenders. My best friend that worked there, also, she bailed on me, like she called out sick or whatever, and I was like, I can't, I gotta do this. Like, we had been up all night. I go to the drive-thru, and I'm just like, the window's here, and I'm just like slumped underneath the window, just like this, like waiting for the car to pull up, and then I'm just like, and I kept sitting down and standing up, and I didn't know that the owner had cameras, and one of them was pointed, and this place was called Abner's Famous Chicken Tenders, and they called, and they were like, Abner called, and he said, you need to go home now. And I'd already like thrown up in the bathroom a bunch of times. This is high school.
Wow, it's really hard to get that hungover in high school.
It was like my first time doing like ecstasy or something. Like we drove to like Little Rock, Arkansas to go to a rave, and then I was gonna pull an all-nighter and go rally and go to work.
Oh my God.
It was hell. Like, I just remember, why did I think I had to go? Rachel didn't go. My best friend called out. And I was just like, nope, I'm going. People eat their chicken tenders.
Abner needs me. We have to go.
Abner
needs me. I really want to picture
you in a visor. Was that happening?
Ugh. Like, I don't know. I don't think it was a visor. It was like a t-shirt and like a red apron. And I was just like, oh, like slumped under this window.
No amount of honey mustard.
Well, this week, this reminds me, this weekend we were, we ate some mushrooms. We don't need to know what kind they were. I'm just saying mushrooms were eaten, and that's not an illegal thing to say.
Yeah.
We don't know who served them to us
right.
from a little scoop in someone's backpack or if they were cooked up by Charlotte. It doesn't matter. But I will say that Carlisle was starting to feel a little weird on some... like after she ate some mushrooms for dinner and allegedly and I reminded you of the only story because I'd never done mushrooms when you told me the story, but you told me about a time that you had partied with some people. I guess I've never done ecstasy or anything like that, but you used to up in the Hollywood Hills, right? You used to listen because there's this Carlisle's car for a really long time was...
It only had 6 CDs that were stuck in.
And they were stuck inside the car. And you could not get them out. So you would only listen to...
Florence and the Machine was one of them.
Husky Rescue is the name of a band that Carlisle... And she goes, no, you'll love it, Nikki. Like, you'll love it. Like, I listened to it one time when I was doing mushrooms up in the... Nikki, just listen to Husky Rescue. Like, oh, this reminds me so much of a time when I did mushrooms. I just became with a bunch of girls up in the hills doing mushrooms, listening to Husky Rescue. Will you explain to me?
So fun. We just, like, got this house in Laurel Canyon. I had a bunch of musician friends, and they were in town from Austin, and they, like, rented a house, and I just partied with them for, like, 3 days, and we were, like, naked, diving in the pool, and we kept ordering... We kept ordering the stuff from this guy named Gene, and we would just be like, Gener, call him up, bring the beans, Gene, bring more beans. And this guy would just come and deliver us ecstasy and leave, like this magical fairy. Well, and we were just like naked in pools and hot tubs.
Because I've never done ecstasy, and I guess I've never even talked to to you about it. Why do you not continue to do... Why is ecstasy something people do in their 20s and then never again? Like, why is it not something that I hear people... I didn't hang out with the crowd that did ecstasy when I was that age, and so I missed it, and now it's never talked about.
Because it's not one of those drugs where, like... It's not one of those drugs where you do it, and then you're like, I have to do that again tomorrow. Yeah. Like, you do it, and you're like, oh, that was good.
Well, that sounds like the best drug ever, so why isn't everyone doing it?
Isn't it called...
You calm down, too, very
bad. Isn't it called Molly now? Am I so dumb?
I think now it's called... the same.
Well, yeah, now it's more Molly.
I think they just call it Molly now, and that's why we don't know about ecstasy.
Ecstasy is, like, old school.
Yeah.
Ecstasy's more Molly's more like love.
Also, yeah, it's first love time drug. Is the best time.
And because the next you'll never get back.
But this drug was created, I mean, Taylor probably knows more about it. No. Wasn't it created for like married couples in the 50s that were having marital problems? MDMA. That's why they originally created MDMA, because it just makes
and
you
for,
love.
Like, soldiers,
and love
like,
but like, I hear that it does not make you want to bang. It just makes you like want to touch and cuddle.
Yeah,
and,
like you're naked, but it's like childlike.
But
it's
why
like
has no one ever
it's like diving. It's like not sexual. It's, like it's just free.
Oh my god.
It's like going on the ski-doo without clothes.
Why have I never been offered amazing. It? Why is it not something that people are like, how do you obtain it? Like,
it's not as trendy.
That's the right place.
It's very dangerous now because of fentanyl. I do not recommend. I do not co-sign it. I do not do it today. I would not ever do it today. Those days are over.
People say that speaking of the come down the next day, like, I hear that the next day to bring your head from like 90 degrees to zero or whatever it is, bring it up, you're like, you're dying.
What do they call it?
Well, you take a lot of
Mondays.
Like it's really depressing.
Also, you take a lot of 5-HTP. If you are going to experiment with this drug, go to Whole Foods, get 5-HTP. It replaces.
Jamie, pull it up.
It replaces serotonin in the brain.
Easy as taking 5-HTP. Wouldn't we all just fucking take that all the time?
No, I mean like
no with it.
You take it with it, and it, like, helps with the depletion so that you're not so depressed.
But why don't you just
how much does it really help?
5-HTP.
But just don't do it because
that's what I'm saying. Why not take 5-HTP?
That's why
it's
at Whole Foods.
Let's get it.
That's, like, what it's for.
Okay.
But if you're going to take XC, you must
take
that
with it. Does it make bad music sound better? Is that a thing?
Yeah,
like, does it make...
Yeah.
Because Husky Girls is so bad.
Husky Rescue.
Husky Rescue.
Husky Girls.
Country Falls is the album. Check it out.
Husky Rescue is a band, like, as... I actually don't understand it as a band name because it's not, it's a thing that is real. There are Husky Rescues.
I know. You'd have to ask
like
them.
There's
They're
also
from Finland.
Red jumpsuit apparatuses somewhere. But.
Is that a band?
Yeah.
red jumpsuit apparatus is the worst thing you've ever heard in your life.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I heard it on the radio.
Do you know that the Postal Service, remember that? They got sued by the United States Postal Service.
No. What? That's amazing.
Is that why they don't make music money anymore?
I love that. Bad lyrics.
You made a joke.
I'm kidding. So did the Chicago Transit Authority, and now it's Chicago.
The band.
Wait, what, really?
It used to be the Chicago Transit Authority.
Really?
Really? The Chicago, the band, used to be the Chicago Transit Authority?
Yeah, the Postal Service should have known. But I don't, they could just say I'm the Swedish Postal Service.
Well, I'm going to see that. FedEx at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Rebranded. Final thought, let's do, I really want to bring in a new word that is coined on this trip that, I mean, the group that created K is here. It's Taylor, Hala, and Kirsten, and me, and Huffy isn't here, but she was there for the K's origination, and that has just taken the world by storm. But there's a new word that we're excited to share with everyone that I wasn't even a part of creating. I think it got created in another car. Anya created it. Will you please introduce the new word to the group and to our listeners, the besties?
It is a true hybrid of this is like the Lennon McCartney partnership. Me and Taylor, Taylor and I created this word. I have always said ear rape, relating to things that hurt my ears, like words or phrases. And Taylor on the trip said, "Oh, irape."
So
in order to like soothe and not have the R word just like being thrown about, we call things that are like unpleasant to the ear that just make you kind of cringe. You know, for the basic bitch, this would be like the word moist. Like, yeah, things like that. A word, a phrase that makes you go, ugh, and it's called erape. Erape. So we're going to go around and just, I think we just throw them out because I don't actually have one planned. Yeah, but we were going around last night kind of like spitballing what some good erapes are. And maybe the besties can write in or call into the show for Fanthrax and give us your best erape. But here are some that we encounter, especially on social media. I think Anya had a
My very first erape I ever heard, and I still contend it's my number one worst, is nom nom.
Ooh.
I just nom nom like a nom nom.
Well, kiss me, baby.
What's a nom?
What about when someone posts on Instagram and they post a picture of their significant other? What is the caption that bothers you?
This one.
This one. Kirsten had a great one the other day about, Roe versus Wade, like when that got overturned, everyone was posting all the time, like, and what did you just say?
Like, just like seeing, I don't know, people posting in the heat of the moment, I think is always a bad idea, but seeing a post where someone's like, I just got done from a run. And it was like 4.3 miles first thing in the morning, but that's not the point. The point is, today, second paragraph, I'm angry. And then you look and all you see is like several emojis mixed in with words. It's just like, done, unfollow.
It looks like a Britney Spears caption of like this gigantic thing of text where you're like,
I'm angry. But also another one I'm sick of hearing is all of the feels. Like this, oh my gosh, this restaurant, this taco, all of the feels. Going to this concert, all of my feels. It's all my feels, my person, and my feels, and I'm in my person. My person says that all the feels are like all over my feels.
Oh,
and person.
I'm looking for my person. Oh, disgusts me too. Ew.
My person, what, you digging in the ground looking for your person? Where did my person go?
Any other ones come to mind of just things on social media, things that people say?
I don't know if this is irape, but I was saying I hate when people use words to describe food about
like
clothing or experiences.
Oh,
yeah,
this shirt is
so delicious, or this shirt is so yummy.
Or this fabric's yummy.
Yummy. Like, we had such a delicious time today on this.
So that's bad.
Yes. I mean,
that's an erape.
We didn't lick it like
No. I think you can call a really cozy sweater delicious.
No, but I know. It makes
sense. No, you know, that reminds me of my favorite Sarah Silverman joke where she's like, I wanted to donate, I like to give back, and I just donated to, I sent to this tribe in Africa this package of, like, 5 amazing cowl knit chunky sweaters that was so cozy, and they wrote me a card back that said, thank you so much, they were delicious. And so, I butchered it, but that joke always made me laugh so hard. But a good way to close this out was one of our besties called out a caption that one of my friends posted at some point. And Carlisle, will you just tell that story?
Okay, listen. Sometimes I struggle with my captions, all right? And I will think of the stupid one that everybody's posting first. And I'm like, no, I can't post that. Like today I had one when we took that picture, and like when people take the picture.
I took a sexy picture of Carlisle on the boat.
Hold my calls. One that people do, you know, when they're like on a beach or something. But I just posted a good old Sunday fun day.
So you wrote Sunday fun day?
I wrote Sunday fun day.
What were you doing?
Just a picture of me in a bikini, because I want a picture, a hot picture of me in a bikini. But what do you say? Like, so Sunday fun day. And then a bestie just wrote under it,
Guys, thank you so much to my friends, Carlisle, Noah, Sarah Lima, Hala, Kirsten, Kat, Taylor, and Anya. Thank you for being here. Thank you, besties, for listening. Thank you for letting me have a week off of the show. We will be back tomorrow with me, Andrew, and Noah live from my apartment in St. Louis. We will see you then. Don't be cut and
don't be cut.
And
Jackie.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.